In today's Modern Ag Report, shipping your food product in bins created from food waste. That was the subject of a poster presented at the Blue Valley Tech Water Conference earlier this month in Clovis. Fresno State master's student Michael Nunes says they are taking a peach slurry waste from Wawona fruits and creating a very valuable product.
We take the food waste from a food waste processor, we put it in a set of reactors, and we ferment it. From that fermentation, we harvest off the volatile fatty acid portion, which is the 2 to 5 carbon chains. We take that and then we feed that into another set of reactors with a different set of bacteria. Those bacteria grow plastic inside them. We feed them air and we feed them that supernatant from the VFA reactors. And then that is grown inside. They grow a PHA plastic inside their bodies. That PHA plastic is a monomer form, so it comes then from that we can harvest that out of their bodies, and then we can take that and send that to a processing plant that can polymerize it, and that can turn it into a food grade biodegradable plastic.
Noon says the entire process doesn't have to be at every location, and a grower can see some benefit from just having the initial part of the process.
We can use the first part where we ferment the food waste and couple that right onto their existing operations. Therefore, their waste stream comes from their waste stream into this process. That process will cause usually around a 50% reduction in solids. Then we can take the rest of the material, the VFA-rich material, and we can take that off-site to be processed at a different place where we grow the bacteria that have the plastic in it. It does get rid of half of their BOD load. Then they could renegotiate their BOD costs from the community where they process their waste.
Sometimes in a system like this, there can be malfunctions. But Noon says although that may be somewhat common, the product isn't wasted at that point.
In the first stage part of the reactors where we're getting the VFA, if something goes wrong, which is normal in this kind of biological process, we can take the spoils over and put them into a methanogenesis process, thereby generating methane that can then power the whole system.
Although this project is in the beginning stages still, Noon says they are on their way to moving forward.
It is small scale right now. We're at proof of concept. The patents have already been filed, and we're working towards the upgrade to pilot scale and then later on to production scale.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.